know, I am getting more and more excited as we enter the fall season to go on a haunted hayride. Isn't that what fall's about? I mean, apple cider, getting scared in the forest, ghost stories, dressing up, and of course, haunted houses, haunted hayrides. I haven't been to one in years. I think the last time I went on a haunted hayride was probably in the 1990s. You know, living here in New York, they have plenty of advertisements for different haunted houses. And there was just one recently that I seen a commercial for, and it was advertising a haunted hayride. You know, I had a friend who used to do that stuff, who used to make these haunted houses, and he used to put a ton of money into it. And he used to make a lot of money back. You know, I should make my own haunted hayride, and it could be a twist on the regular haunted hayride. What if there was an urban haunted hayride? You know, not a place where people can actually get killed and seriously injured, but it would be a hayride aimed at scaring the hell out of people with really serious situations. You would ride right through what would be considered an old ghetto, and you have gangs come out and follow the hayride and shoot blanks at it and mug some of the patrons, you know, give back their wallets and purses later and iPhones, but you know, the hayride would stop and it looks like it's actually all real. But in actuality, they're just actors. They're just actors who are impersonating crime people. I would definitely go on that hayride. Maybe a bus, like an out of control bus heading straight toward the tractor, just laying on the horn and everyone's really scared and it swerves at the last minute. You don't have prostitutes walk on the side of it and like proposition some of the patrons on the actual tractor. It's like a Skid Row-esque type area, you know, and the haunted hayride's going really slow. It's like, oh my god, look at all these bums coming toward the hayride. Alright, so that's my idea. I'll probably end up just going on one, not creating one this year. But a guy can dream, can't he? I am Peter Lambert, and this is My Haunted Bedroom. Here's a reality check, everyone. It is September. I repeat, September 2015. Do you know what that means? I know what it means, and it's not that good. So I don't really buy into all the conspiracy theories, but I do buy into maybe 58% of the conspiracy theories. And so with that being said, I should first say that there has always been, at least from what I'm picking up reading the net, there has always been this 9/23/15 prediction thing. Have you heard about this? Where on September 23rd, 2015, who the hell knows what's going to happen, okay? But you know, if you're up late at night and you have trouble sleeping and you start watching these YouTube videos that are really well edited and put together, you'll start to creep yourself out. And you will start counting down the milliseconds and the days to September 23rd, 2015. So what did I gather after watching all of these videos about September 23rd, 2015? Well, it's the fourth blood moon, okay? I don't really know how many blood moons we have a year, but supposedly having four of them is not good. So supposedly, it's also the date that was the French foreign minister guy. He predicted, like in May, that the world had like 500 days left to avoid like extreme climate chaos, which would happen on, you know, if you counted all the days that he said this, would actually land on September 24th, which is kind of an eerie coincidence, right? This is what he said. And he may, in fact, already be a believer in this 23rd theory, okay? But it was prophesized by Sir Isaac Newton's interpretation of Daniel 9-25. I don't know what that means. I'm literally reading this off of the computer right now while I'm talking to you. I didn't really look into what that meant, but I almost don't want to. But I do know, without looking at anything, that it is the fourth blood moon. I know that. So there's blood moons, and I guess people believe that it's the sign of the end of time when you see a blood moon. I think blood moons are really pretty, don't you? And is it the fourth one this year? I don't remember. I thought this was the third one. Maybe I'm getting that piece of information wrong. See, I wouldn't be good at predicting stuff like this. My memory is just a little shot, you know? Being 40 years old and everything. But no, this is the biggest thing. This is what all of the religious people are saying. That there is this supernova, this like fireball, that's going to be the size of New York, the state of New York, that's going to hit the Earth. And supposedly it's going to destroy the East Coast. So I won't have to worry about it too much because I won't be here. But yeah, it's supposed to hit. And you know, honestly, so if we are approaching the end of times, right? Do you think I would want to stick around and watch it? No, my life has been a great ride, and I really hope that the end of the world isn't coming, and I don't want it to end on such a sour note, because I love this world, and I love the things I see every day, and the people I meet every day, so I don't want to go out in a big fireball blast, but if I had to choose between that or stick around, I don't want to stick around. Do you know how annoying people would get with a crisis like that? Do you even have any idea? Have you thought about this at all? I have. People would be really annoying. All of a sudden, everyone would become super religious because any kind of catastrophic event brings people just all of a sudden, everyone knows what's going to happen. You know, they'll say it's the end of the world, it's the rapture, this and that. Even if it was just a scientific, you know, fuck up, you know, Mother Nature just squeezed out a fireball and it happened to hit a planet. And forget about the people who predicted this. They would be known as martyrs and, oh my God, what's going to happen next to us? Everyone would go to them for information. It's just a sick, disgusting, annoying scene. And I don't want to be part of it. So if I'm part of the fireball blast on the 23rd or the 24th, so be it. I'm going to sleep easy that night. I'm not going to worry. Because we've had so many of these damn predictions, right? Wasn't there one just last year that everyone was hopping about? Like 2014? Or was it 2013? Every year, there is something like this. But the other thing that kind of concerns me, too, is that they said, or the net said, that there is other things that may happen on the 23rd. And this kind of frightens me a little bit more. It has to do with banks and the stock market and a big system crash where no one will have money in the bank. One of those things. But then again, how many times have you right now, the person I am talking to that's listening to me, how many times have you heard these predictions? Honestly, many times, right? Here's my takeaway on life, living as a human being in this world. You may not like what you hear, but here it is. We don't know shit about anything. Do you want me to repeat that? Here, I'll repeat it. We don't know shit about anything. Okay? Remember that. When you think you know it all, and you think you have the answers about everything, just remind yourself of what your dear old friend Peter in his haunted bedroom said to you in your ears. We don't know what's going to happen. No one knows. And this is the original point I was going to make. Don't watch YouTube when you can't go to sleep at night. Just don't do it. Because when you do, you end up doing what I do. And you somehow type in something that turns into 9/23/2015 is going to be the end of the world. I was just going a little while ago to pick up some takeout food. Because that's what you do in the city, is you always think that you're going to cook food for yourself when you get out of work, and you don't. And there was this cute little girl, and I don't usually say this because, you know, I really hate children, but in this case, there was this cute little girl, so cute, and she had this little baby doll with her, and the place down the street from me, they have this, like, fake, almost, it looks like a clown car, and it's painted, and it's lit. You have to see it to understand it. But anyway, outside of this Thai food place, they have this car. You can sit in it if you want and take pictures of yourself. But this little girl was so cute. She was like playing and she was making believe she was driving. And she had a little black baby doll with her that she sat on the side and it fell once. You know, and I can't stop and look at her. A single man stopping, a bald man no less, with glasses and a mustache, stopping and looking at a little girl. They would just think I'm a pervert if someone seen me do it. But I wanted to stop and look at her because, well, first of all, it was just the cutest thing ever. And secondly, it really made me think about how I would just love to have a job where all I got paid to do was to bring people together and play. Why don't they have that in this world? The only reason why we stop playing games and stuff is because we mature. But do we really mature? Honestly, is that true? Because let me tell you something. You throw a coloring book in front of me and you give me some nice crayons to color it up, I will. I'll just start. A good old friend of mine, whenever we would go out to eat, he would always ask for crayons because they give crayons out to kids. But he knew it took a while to order. And while he sat there, he could draw pictures and maybe even sell them to patrons on his way out. This is my friend Wiley. You know, he was like 86 years old, but he was always the entrepreneur. And he always had that opportunity. You know, you get the free crayons from the waitress. You know, the menu's on one side and it's blank on the other side. And he would just draw things. And then when we were leaving afterwards, he would either offer, you know, it to the waitress for a buck or two, or one of the patrons inside. And, you know, you're not going to turn down anything like that. So he always made money on the way out. And I would pay for him, but he'd still make money. So not only would he get fed, but he'd also make money out of it, too. So that right there, let me tell you, is a real hustler. I know the tricks of true hustlers, and I'm very, very proud of that. You know, I learned from the best. I learned from my friend Wiley. So I got a little off track. Anyway, that's what I think would be a great job. Just bringing people together. They wouldn't have to say who they are and what position they're in or anything like that. It could be totally anonymous. You just have to pay up front, like $20 for an hour. That sounds fine. I'd have to be on like at least the 40th floor of a high rise in Manhattan. You know, I would have ViewMaster sets up there. Remember those? And I'd have the traditional games, you know, Clue, Monopoly, Ouija boards, all of that stuff. Like an art supply store worth of markers and pens and, ooh, clay and even Play-Doh. Wouldn't that be cool? We can have that Play-Doh barbershop that I used to have when I was a kid. I loved that one. Do you ever play that one? Like the hair grows, like the Play-Doh comes out of these little holes in the plastic guy's heads and you can cut it and like style it. Oh, it was just so cool. But anyway, why don't we do that more? I think the world would be a lot happier because I see every day people just hating themselves and hating everyone. We're not talking anything sexual here, folks. That's a whole other place. That would be my fictional bathhouse. This is a fictional play area for people. Kind of like kindergarten for adults. There, that's what I want to do. I think that's my thing this week. I want kindergarten for adults. You know, we definitely have to have dolls there. Have you ever really played dolls before? Like Barbie dolls? Have you tried that? The funnest thing about playing dolls, outside of, you know, combing their hair and stuff, is to accessorize all the doll clothes with the boots. Because once I dressed them up, I didn't really have them talk to each other or anything. It was just dressing them up, picking out the clothes, dressing them up, making their hair nice, and then ripping their clothes off and putting something else on. That's all I ever did. But yeah, playing with dolls is great. So I'd have to have a bunch of dolls. Man, it would just be so much fun. Don't you just miss those days? Instead, we have to worry about stupid stuff like 9/23/2015. And what's the date today? The 16th. See, I don't have much time left. And then, you know, after the date passes, won't this whole episode seem really passé? Does it happen with podcasts? You tell me. It's midweek and I hate it. It's early September and I hate that. No one likes this month. September is not a fun month. I don't think for anyone. You know, who looks forward to September if your birthday is not in September or an anniversary? Who looks forward to this month? People go back to school. Do you look forward to that? I could care less. Do you look forward to the fall? Because it's not really here in September anymore. It's still hot in September. The fall really doesn't start until the very end of September into October. Most, you know, with all this global warming stuff. And I think people always just assume that fall starts because people go back to school and it's a big changing month. It doesn't, folks. Believe me, it's hotter than fuck outside. It's like, it was like 85 today, okay? It's hot in this room right now. And it's midway through September. So yeah, September sucks. But I'm sorry if it's your birthday. If your birthday falls in September, then happy birthday. I love you. And I hope you have a great birthday. And if it's your anniversary, congratulations and happy anniversary. But you should know that your month sucks. And hey, how about this? Let's make it fair. My month sucks too. March. I was born in March. I'm a Pisces. Pisces baby. Born in March. March isn't a great month. I don't like March. I don't even like February, okay? What's your favorite month? Mine is obviously October. October is my month. I mean, it's horror. It's Halloween. It's ghosts. It's hayrides. It's hot apple cider. Oh, it's so many fun things. So yeah, October is definitely my favorite month of the year. There's really no other month, right? January? Who likes January? I don't know. A lot of people like December. A lot of people like November. You know, and obviously the summer months get precedence over everything. Yeah, so we talked about months. Thanks. I'm sure you were all wondering about that. I may have to cut some of this out tonight. This is just, man. Anyway, I spoke enough today. I was just chatty. It's one of those days where, you know, you think about the end of the world. You're in the month of September and you don't really like being here. And all you really want to do is open up a recreational playroom for adults and color and play with Barbie dolls. That's all you really want to do. So this is my world, folks, and this is a Tuesday night. And thank you so much for listening in. You have to tune in next time. My co-host, obviously, will be here. But the main thing is, we're going to be talking about crimping irons. I don't think we touched upon this yet, but if I had hair, I would just crimp all of it. We're also going to be talking about party favors. Remember that there has to be illegal drugs somewhere in there, in the bag of party favors. If that's the only thing you're bringing, that's fine too. But bubbles and confetti in your bag of party favors, that would be the best. Memory foam mattresses, that's the last thing we're going to be talking about. And I'm on the fence. Should I get one? I think I may need to. I don't know. I want to sink into something at night, and I haven't sunken into anything. That sounds so sad. Oh, I guess that's it. I, of course, will see you next time. I will be here even if you're not. Think about that.